Hey guys.
Everybody told Sophia that you like her headband.
I was nervous what you guys would think.
It's a statement, but it's a good statement.
It reminds me of a dinosaur, like that little triceratop or
yes!
something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's adorable.
Yeah. I was telling Brittany before this, I did accidentally wear it out in public one time, and I was supposed to, I thought, just go like pick up the food. We had to go into the restaurant and then end up having to wait for 20 minutes. It was packed to the absolute brim. Small restaurant, packed to the brim, and I'm wearing full sweats in this headband, and people are dressed nice. It was so humbling. But yeah, it's my favorite. They're so comfy. If you ever want one, or if you've ever thought about it, highly recommend.
Let's say, hey, everybody else was uncomfortable, but you were comfortable.
I was so like,
so who's the actual winner here? And you get to go home and eat and not sit in a stuffy restaurant. Mm. Who was the real winner here?
That's so true.
See,
I had, that was one of my topics, was like, I need to be more comfortable in public. I was going to say comfortable in public filming, but also that too. Like, I just care too much what people think. I really have to have a reality check.
I literally always think that people are staring at me.
Yes.
So whenever I do my once a month vlog, because I never vlog anymore, because it's just so much work. But when I do, it's just like, I'll like look around. Or I'll go into an aisle where I know nobody's going to be at.
So shamefully. Like, I'm always, the amount of times I have, like, and turn around, immediately turn around, go walk.
Yep.
You leave the scene of the crime immediately. If ever caught red-handed, that is vlogging in public rule number one.
Oh, for sure. The second that I hear footsteps, I'm out of there. It's like it's like the cartoon when you run and like your smoke, like yep. silhouette is still there. That's me.
Yes, I know what you mean.
That's exactly me.
Also, I look at some vlogger. Who was I? Oh, it was Katie Ritchie. Have you seen her?
Okay, yeah.
She's in LA right now.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgina. She's with Reagan, and she was doing a full-on vlog in Phil's Coffee, which is like, I don't know. It's a coffee chain. I've had it before. It was good. But she's in there. I know her phone is to the back because she's doing like the 0.5 camera. And she's like, hey, like we're trying Phil's coffee. And there's like fully people in the background. And she doesn't care.
Do you know?
Inject that into my veins.
Literally. Like,
I need it.
I wish I did not care that much. And I saw a video and it did something to me. I was watching, you know who? I think her name is like Avery or something.
Uh huh.
She. Emily Kaiser, I think that's her name. The one who does all the Hateless Curls. There was a video once and Avery was vlogging and she was meeting up with Emily to go shopping. And Emily had her full camera, not just the phone. She had the camera with a little fuzzy mic on top, the stand, and she's walking around like this. Holding her camera out. And she just does not care. But the fact that she moved into this big, beautiful house, I'm like, see, that's what I need. I need to not care that much so I can start taking this more seriously.
You're so right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, literally, who cares? Because she's laughing all the way to the bank.
You just have to not care and then you'll be in a mansion.
Exactly.
You like, will get your money up if you stop caring.
She's laughing from Bora Bora at the Tar Trip. She's laughing all the way in Bora Bora.
And like, I'm like, why do I even care if these people see me holding my phone to my face? Like, why does it bother me so much? Because there are so many other times in my life where I'm like, I'll never see these people again, whatever.
Literally, yep.
And it's chill, but it's never chill when I have to vlog. Ugh.
My number one fear, not my number one fear, but a fear of mine is that, like, I'll get exposed on, like, influencers in public or something like that. Or, like, influencers in the wild. I don't know.
Like, for like, vlogging?
Yeah, because you know that account. Yeah, that's what I meant. Influencers in the wild.
Uh-huh. They're like, look at this girl doing a dance in Target. LOL, so cringe.
But then at the same time, I'm like, let them live. Life is short. Exactly. If they want to do a fun video, if they're like, oh, this is so cute, let's just do it impromptu without thinking about it. I love that. That's the kind of content that I want to see.
Exactly, because that's me. Like, I always see the ones of, there's, like, a certain door that people take pictures in front of and somewhere in Europe, and this guy films all the people that come every day to this door to take pictures. And I'm like, I would be at the door taking pictures. Oh,
for sure. Absolutely.
I absolutely would. So...
I'd be the first in line. Like,
I know. Like, we're not leaving until I get a good picture. Black. Yeah, but like, let me unlike this video.
No, literally. That's so funny. Let me unlike this video. No,
for real. Yeah, I want to be better about that. Like, not caring as much.
I feel you.
Because why am I so nervous that other people are, like, seeing me live my life? Ah.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, you post your life. Like, we post our lives online. Ah. You know what I mean? It's like,
you know what I mean? They're going to see it somehow. They're probably going to see it two ways. They'll exactly. See me in public and online.
They'll be like, I saw you recording this. Okay, Slay, you got a behind the scenes sneak peek.
Why is love it to so see it.
It's so embarrassing. It's so cringy and it is so embarrassing. But when the video comes together, it's just, it's perfection. It's great.
Another person who openly films in public and is like so chill, Darcy McQueenie.
Dude.
She's loud. Care. Like, you know, her voice like carries. Like, she has like a monotone and it just like projects. And she's like, we're at so and so.
I'm at Crumble Cookies.
There's people wrapped around the line, or like it's right out front of the restaurant. There's like people on the patio eating and everything. And she's like, obviously, is like, Brayden, hold the camera. Like, I'm about to.
Literally.
I'm about to act up. Like, I'm about to. Like, right. And she doesn't even. Get scared that
does not bat an eye, does not care, because again, she's laughing all the way to the bank. She is scurrying on the way to the bank.
They just bought a house in
Northern Virginia, so yeah. It's like Northern Virginia prices. I would be
a million.
We're at Crumble Cookie. I would be screaming to the top of my lungs in the middle of a Crumble Cookie if that meant buying a big house. You know what I mean?
Up on the cash register.
I would. I would. You know that one creator, her name's like Pearl or something, where she's like, can you record me? Like, it's already recording. And she's like, I don't know. Like, that would be me if that meant all that money in my pocket.
Like, yes. Like,
come on, dude. Come on.
We need to get our money up.
I'm telling you.
We need to get on our Zoom.
At this point, the freaking Hawk Tua girl is getting on her Zoom. And here we are. Dude,
I was just thinking, I haven't heard nothing about her this, like, past week.
Oh, my. She's on every other video on my For You page right now. My whole For You page is Hawk Tua. That's my entire For You page. She just went to a Jake Paul fight.
Oh.
The other day, she's been on a freaking podcast.
Oh.
She is just, she's got a manager. She's moving to LA. I'm like, hello? And I saw a video where Trisha Paytas was like, because apparently the Hawk Tua girl, I don't even know her name. I think her name is Haley. Haley's team, her management team, was reaching out to Trisha and being like, she wants to be on your podcast. And Trisha said, I'm good. Like, she straight up was just like, I'm good. She was like, because she doesn't want to be known as the Hawk Tua girl. So Trisha literally said, like, verbatim, word for word, she goes, what would we talk about? Like, what would I ask her?
Right.
Like, like she was on Brianna Chicken Fries podcast. She cleared the air. I'm not a school teacher. I quit my job at the Spring Factory. And then she went on stage during Zach Bryan's performance and screamed Hawk Tua on a mic, right? And then she is now on TikTok making multiple videos, whatever. And it's all the same thing. I'm not a school teacher. I quit my job. I don't want to be known as a Hawk Tua girl. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm like, I need to get on my Zoom, babe.
What do you mean she's doing? She's doing like all the podcast rounds. Like, she's going around. And
she's just going. She's like just
press tour.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
In a way, because, like, you know, people are bringing her along, like, at the fight. They were like, oh, you know, here's Haley, the Hawk Tua girl.
Okay.
And it's like part of the, like, there's half of the people being like, that's so cool that she's here. And then there's the other half of people who are like, why is she here? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was a bad move on her part to say, I don't want to be known as the Hawk Tua girl. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you not want to be known for the thing that is getting you, like, all of this fame and clout and letting you quit your job? Like, and you're pursuing it. Like, you right. want something to do with it. It's not like you're turning your back to it. I feel like that's a weird stance to take. So I think that's kind of, like, cool of Trisha to say, okay, well,
literally, sorry, she was like,
what do we talk about?
Right, she was like, no. And plus, and I think that she did it all wrong, the girl. I think she did it all wrong. Because she was a viral sensation in 24 hours, right? Everybody, almost everybody knew who this girl was, right? But yeah. then she waited a week. That's how quickly trends move. She waited a week, or however long it was, a few days at that point, to really get social media. She didn't have any social media. That's what she said. Yeah,
I thought that was weird as well. I'm like, okay, so what was that? Because did she never have it to begin with? I think she said she deleted it, right?
Yeah, she said that she had it. And then I think she said she had Instagram, and then she deleted Instagram, but then she got it back, and then she made a TikTok, and within like less than a week, she's got almost 2 million followers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She's at like 1.5 million followers.
Dang. I did not know that. There was like on her TikTok.
There was a video. And I mean, I will say that like, she's kind of this part of it. I think she's doing good on because okay. like in the beginning of it, the Hawk Tua, she waited too long to kind of like jump on the opportunities. So like
make her social media.
So make her social media. There's already people making merch, but like other people taking the Hawk Tua and making merch,
right?
And just rolling with it. She waited too long because basically a couple of days after it went viral, Breonna Chicken Fry had her at Zach Bryan, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, she could have easily done a collab with Barstool to do merch because you know the girl
yeah.
On TikTok, her name is Mooby.
Mm-hmm.
And she does like the
she's so funny.
I love her so much. I adore that girl.
I did a sound to her.
Did you really?
The beach. Yeah.
She immediately jumped on doing merch with Barstool.
Yeah.
And now she works for Barstool.
See, now I think that Hawk Tua girl had some sort of management company in her ear saying, wait off on the social media. We're going to get it all set up for you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And that's why it took her so long to make a TikTok account and make an Instagram, because she kept being like, it's coming. People would ask her about it. She's like, oh, it's coming. It's coming. I'm like, just make an Instagram. Like, right. It's like, literally
just,
not that hard.
Literally, like, just make it. Like, make the Instagram.
It's free.
make a post. Literally, get an Instagram, make the post, then loop your management team in there to have them take over. Just so you can start accruing, if you're trying to take this seriously, just start accruing the followers. That's really it. But now
I think she would be great at Barstool. You're right.
I completely agree.
The Breonna Chicken Fry thing, like, wasn't them like introducing her as one of their new people or something, and why she wouldn't do merch with them, because they could crank it out. Her alone, no way.
I'm pretty sure she has merch now, but I don't think it's with Barstool. But I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, she has merch out. But I will say, the cool, like, on her TikTok, she is doing some like pretty cool stuff. She is, because people are saying that like she's getting her 15 minutes of fame or 15 seconds of fame or whatever the term is. So she's like, she's taking that and running with it, which I think is pretty cool. So it's like, you'll have to go on her TikTok. She like made a video at like a PetSmart or something. And she was like, people say that, you know, my 15 minutes of fame are up. So I have 15 minutes to like go in PetSmart or something. And she like picked out a bunch of dog toys and like donated it or something like that. Okay. So it's like, she's taking that and like morphing it into something, which I think is really cool. Which I think is smart. So whoever her management team is, shout out, because you're taking that and running with it, you know?
Yeah. But that was good.
But yeah.
Wow. I wonder, what's next? She's got to do a podcast.
She's got to. I'm telling you, dude, I don't know. I think packing up and moving to LA is not the smartest thing.
Did she officially do that, though?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I truly don't know. But the way, I mean, at this point, I don't even know if she's talking about it. But everybody and their mother is saying that she's packing up and moving. I think that she's jumping the gun. I think that she needs to ride this out for a bit. And if the opportunities present itself, because if these people really want her that bad, they will fly her out.
Yeah.
They will fly her out. And plus, she quit her job, so she doesn't even have to worry about taking PTO.
I know.
Like, ugh,
I feel like I feel like doing an impulsive LA move is so 50-50. Like, it either goes really well or... Especially for a, like, influencer, someone who's, like, pursuing social media.
If it's this was
scary out there.
If this was 2019, 2020, like, the peak of TikTok, I don't blame her for packing up and moving to LA. Because that's where all the opportunities are. But yeah, it's 2024. You see every other video on your For You page being, get ready with me, get ready with me, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, haul of my birthday, haul of when I went to TJ Maxx. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so, TikTok is so overly saturated that it's like, it's so hard to be niche at something and to like pick up and run with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I think about all the time, like, the Charli D'Amelio influencers. Oh, what literally could they have been, or what would they have been if COVID hadn't happened?
Literally.
Because if I were them, I would be like, I don't know. I would just be like, we got gypped. Like, what the heck? Like, we were about to. Obviously, they can't control it, and it ended up being a terrible thing. But looking back, that was, like, the peak of their follower, like, stardom, the whole thing, and then they all of a sudden couldn't live together anymore, had to move back home, like, all that kind of stuff. But that was my favorite TikTok. I miss that. Like, I miss jumping on my For You page hoping to see, like, a video in that bathroom at that house.
I'm telling you, that's when life was simpler. And now Addison Rae is an actress and in music videos.
Okay, I love her, though. She's hot. I love her. I eat her up. I love that she's doing the Y2K, like, Britney thing.
She is. Fully. But, like, I don't know what Charli D'Amelio is doing. I don't know what she's doing. She's coming up with a bunch of side hustle businesses. They got popcorn, shoes, God knows what, a freaking reality show. See, that's what really got me. It was a reality show. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not that interested, so.
And it wasn't, the reviews were terrible from what I heard. And I bet it got canceled, but I did just see today that D'Amelio footwear is now in Lulu's. And I was wondering what they were going to do with it, because they've had D'Amelio footwear for, like, the past at least year or two.
Right.
And the shoes are cute, but they're, like, Steve Madden. Like, they're very that trendy style, like, lots of platform, chunky heels. Like,
that checks out.
Every trendy sneaker and then every trendy boot.
Right.
Whatever. It's just their name slapped onto it. Right. But now I guess they signed a deal where they are getting carried in all of the Lulu's stores. Or well, maybe their online stuff. I don't even know if Lulu has storefronts. Or Lulu's,
I don't know. I don't know either.
But yeah, I guess that was a smart move on their part to, like, put it into something that's already a huge brand with, like, a huge following.
If they wanted to be successful. Because Charli did the... It's like, I watched the guy who... I don't know his name, but the guy who comes online and goes, this is the downfall of...
Be happy. Be better.
Yes. So he did the whole, like, this is the downfall of the D'Amelios. And it's not just him. Like, a bunch of other people are doing videos about, like, the downfall or the downfall of these big mega influencers. Like, you know, it's insane. It's crazy.
I like him. His videos are interesting.
I agree.
Because it's, like, it's so real. Like, a lot of them, they jump into making companies. I saw him do Noabex company.
Yeah.
Which was, like, an underwear line. And then we talked about the guy who did the $80 chapsticks, I think, on literally fattest eye roll in the world.
Literally, if you hear a rolling sound, those are my eyeballs on the ground. Fattest. But it's, like, fattest eye roll. Because it's probably just, like, CarMax or something, and they're just slapping another label on it or put a drop or two of an essential oil and calling it a day. Like, I can't. You know what I mean?
They're literally like lip smackers bottles. Like, they're not
for
even...
For sure. $80. You said $80? $80? Mm-hmm. God, dude.
Four chapsticks. Not even, like, lip balms or, dude, like, I'm lip masks. Dude, I'm telling you. Mm-mm.
Capitalism. Capitalism at its finest.
Oh, my gosh.
It literally makes me sick. I'm at that point in my life, Sophia, where I literally just want to throw everything away in my house.
I want you to. Like, it's going to feel... It's going to feel so good. Oh, I know.
Because literally, now I'm, like, walking around my room, and I feel like my idea of cleaning is just me rearranging the junk that I already own. You know what I mean? And I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, I have not... Like, there's a whole chest of drawers in my room that I have not touched in like a year. What's even in there? I think that like, there's one drawer that I've touched out of all four of them. So it's like, literally, why is it here? You know what I mean? And yeah. It's just, now I've gotten to the point where I'm like looking around and I'm like, I'm going to throw that. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want that. Like, why do I have so much stuff? You know? So I'm like, I want nothing more than to have like the industrial sized trash can outside of my window and just like not think about it and just throw it away. You know what I mean? I need to do that. What's that woman's name? I don't know. It's like the Marie Kondo. Or,
yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like,
joy.
If this doesn't bring me joy, I'm going to throw it away. And like, and that's why, I mean, the other day, like I'm proud of myself. I went to TJ Maxx recently. I think I went for a reason. I don't remember why I went, but I know that I went for a reason. And I had a whole armful of stuff. And I just like stopped and looked at everything. And I was like, I don't need those. I don't need that. Why do I have this? You know what I mean? So I ended up putting about 75% of it back.
Yeah.
And it felt good. It really did. But I saw this TikTok of this girl. And she was just basically like, hot girls save money. And she was like, this is how I've saved money. What she did, and it is absolutely genius, and I'm going to be doing it. What she does is she makes a document, right? Like a little note on your notes app. And if she sees something that she wants, like if she goes on Amazon and starts putting a bunch of stuff in her cart that she wants, what she'll do is she'll make like a little table. She'll like put the link of what she wants, the date of when she added it to the little spreadsheet, along with the total amount of money that I would have been. Mm-hmm. So like, let's just hypothetically say pimple patches. I wanted pimple patches and I put it on, what's today, the 24th. I put it in my notes app on the 24th and it was $10, right? At the end of the month, she totals up how much money she would have spent if she just impulsively bought them, right? Mm-hmm. And then what she does is she will take that, divide it in two, right? And put half of it in savings and then spend the other half. And like pick things from that list and be like, what are some things that I absolutely need from this list? Because like, and then she said she did it for the month of June and she would have spent over $750 on just like little mundane things that she didn't need. And she's like, I gave myself a little budget and I got things that I absolutely needed and all the rest went into my savings.
That's
and
smart.
Exactly. I saw that and I was like, whoa. Because God knows that I will impulsively go on my phone at like 2 o'clock in the morning and just buy my entire Amazon cart and then turn over and shut my eyes and go Betty Bye.
And just
call it a night and be like, it's almost like a, it's literally like that shot of dopamine. Yeah. It's just like a, it's like a release. Like I did it and I'm like, okay. And then go to bed, you know?
Dude, it's crazy.
It's so nice.
And it's always Amazon.
Yeah, it's literally always Amazon. That's it. Like I don't, every once in a while I'll go to like Abercrombie or what other website do I really like to go on? I can't remember, but more like American Eagle or Abercrombie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go there. But then I remember I was on Abercrombie one day and I just started blindly adding stuff to the cart because I was like, I'm just curious about how much it would be. It was $500 worth of stuff.
Oh,
but guess what? It was only like five items of clothing. That's crazy. It was like two pairs of jeans, a dress and two shirts for $500.
What?
Yeah. Abercrombie jeans. They may be great, but they're like $100 a pair.
That's terrifying.
Tell me about it. I'm like, great day.
I don't know. Shopping is like, I'm pretty good at not buying things.
I know.
Like, I went to the beach this weekend and I only bought a sweatshirt.
Ooh.
And like, we shopped for one whole day. But I'm just good about telling myself exactly like you said, I don't need this. Like, why am I going to buy another lip gloss? Like, why am I going to buy another shirt? Just like to add to the list of all that stuff.
Right.
But I get so many like opportunities to post like commission links.
Mm.
Like people, they'll like send me like, hey, this is a really good deal right now. Or like, hey, this place is having a sale. And I feel like I don't post them as much because I'm like, I'm not actually shopping it. Like, I'm not going to post something and encourage people to shop if I haven't even just bought it. Like,
literally.
It just is hard for me. So.
No, I completely agree. I try to
actually, like, post the things that I really do buy and spend money on.
That's why I have trouble with Amazon. Because, like, Amazon, things that I buy off of Amazon are stuff that, like, I need. But it's, like, it's just, like, the things that I need are so niche and they all don't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, so I'm not going on Amazon and buying, like, a bunch of clothes randomly.
Exactly.
And I don't really online shop and, like, binge shop that way that much.
Right. Right.
So, I guess that's good of us. Like, we're not promoting shopping all the time. I do notice when influencers, like, all they do is post links to, like, this place having sale, this place having a sale every single day.
Right. I couldn't.
Like, are y'all really shopping that much? Like, because it seems like they are. Because it seems like they're wearing all this stuff. I'm like, my gosh, this economy.
And the same thing with, like, LTK, right? So it's like, I got curious one day and I was like, just because I have one. And, like, I posted a few things here and there. But I kind of, like, started to not take it a little bit more seriously. But the thing is, though, it's like, I don't wear a lot. I don't get a lot of new stuff a lot. And plus, when I do, it's like from TJ Maxx. So it's like, I can't post it being like, I got this cute shirt from TJ Maxx with, like, here's a link to the shirt. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's absolutely exhausting. But speaking of, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about.
Oh.
So nothing makes my blood boil more. Right. And it's not even, it might be the influencer's fault, but it may not be. But it's like, these two kind of go hand in hand. I was scrolling on TikTok the other day and I saw this girl. Her and her husband had matching outfits on. She had the dress version and he had the shirt, right? Like the same pattern, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, and it wasn't cheesy. Like it was super, it was like classy. It was like tasteful. Like, oh, you know, we're on a tropical vacation. We're going to wear these like cute matching outfits, right? Mm-hmm. And I go to her, I sprint to her comments because I'm like, I want that because Alex and I are going to Florida. I'm like, I want to be cheesy one night and I think it'd be fine. He was the one who sent me the video.
Yeah.
Because he was like, look, matching outfits. So I immediately was like, I'm going to go and try to see if I can find it. I scrolled through over 400 comments. And everybody and their mother, where did you get this? Where did you get this? Where did you get that? And she did not respond to a singular comment. And I know that you're watching. I know that you're not watching this, but reading the comments.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know that you're watching the comments coming through. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I know you are. I know that you are reading every single one of those comments and you did not respond. And like, it got to the point where I was so determined to find it that I went to her Instagram and went to her LTK. That's how deep invested I was. Nothing. Nada. Not Jack Squat. And she posted a couple videos in the matching outfits. And what every comment, heck? OMG, this is so cute. I wanted to do this for me and my husband. We're going out of town. Like, I want to do this for me and my husband. Blah, 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 blah. Where'd you get it? Where'd you get it? Where'd you get it? Nothing. I even, like, Sophia, I was down bad. I took a screenshot.
Uh-huh.
And reversed Google image searched.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm like, where did you get these?
Do you think it's her brand? Like, no. Would she do that?
No.
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 Okay, then why is she
I'm dropping a name. It's the... Oh, God. I can't remember her name. She has the NFL player husband. It's the Allison Kutch or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I know that I know that she's watching her comments.
And she has definitely been on Instagram.
Everybody. I looked on Instagram, dude. I looked through her stories. I looked through her highlights, her LTK. I looked everywhere and I couldn't find it.
Is like she's definitely been on the app at some point and got notifications. So she's straight up ignoring it.
Oh, for sure. And I'm like, why gatekeep?
Right. That's why I'm like, is it her brand? Is she... Okay, I'm looking it up right now. I want to see this outfit of hers. It's on her TikTok, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it's on hers.
Oh, cute. Yeah, see? They're wearing... Okay.
It's tasteful. Like, it's not tacky.
Yeah. And no, I'm like scrolling through the comments.
Oh, I was like, okay.
She hasn't responded to one comment.
Oh, wow, she did. And love that.
Yes, this was, someone said, I fear I like it, actually. And she said, LOL, same, though. But, like, where did you get it?
Yeah. Literally, I don't even know how many comments there are now. But I scrolled through every single freaking comment under the sun, and I could not find a single one.
What is her? That's crazy.
Everybody.
Not even on the LTK. That's usually where they want to direct you. Like, they want to get you there.
Exactly. To get the, and they say, it's linked to my LTK.
Yeah.
I'm like, that makes me so mad.
Yeah. It
makes me so upset.
That's, I hate that gatekeeping. Because I'm like,
that's literally, just don't gatekeep. Whenever anybody, if I'm ever in public, in the rare occasion that somebody compliments my shirt, I feel like it's almost like a tick. I'm like, I got it from Walmart, or yep. I got it from Amazon. Like, I'll send you the link if you want it. I'll airdrop it to you. Like, I have this compulsion to tell them how much it was, where I got it, and I have the link here ready for you. Check your messages. It's there. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like, dude, I'm telling you,
so willing to share. Like.
So
oh my gosh, so sweet today. That just made me think of like girls, like helping out girls. At Publix, I was in line for the self-checkout, and there was this lady who was already at one of the self-checkout thingies, and I'm like looking around, whatever. All of a sudden, she comes up to me. She's like, hey, will you grab my card out of my wallet? I just got my nails done, and I don't want to mess up my nail polish. She's like, it's just the Wells Fargo one, the one with the clouds on it. I was like, oh my gosh, yes. I gave it to her. She's like, thank you. And I was like, I love it. I was like, yes, of course. It's girlhood. Hard being a girl. I was like, it's hard being a girl. She's like, it is. And then I just went on my way. I was like,
I probably would have cried. I would have went to my car and shed a tear or two. Like, that's so wholesome. I love that.
I know. I freaking love interactions like that.
That's so great.
So respond to your freaking comments, Allison. Also, TikTokers who don't respond to any comments on any of their videos, like, I can't get with that.
I can't either. Like, I
do you think you're too good to not interact? Like,
literally,
or to interact?
I will say, you know, confession, I will respond to comments for maybe a few minutes, and then eventually I close the app, and then I go on my merry way, and I do my thing. But I make it a point to respond to comments.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if someone's like, where did you get something? Sometimes I'll miss it. Yeah. I'm only human. But I'm like, if you don't respond to a singular comment.
That's Emily
Liking
Marico.
It doesn't count. Liking it doesn't count.
No. No. And I hate that. I hate when all the comments are just liked. I'm like, you didn't even, you're just beep, 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 beep down the.
Yup.
No. Insane. And my way that I do it is some of my videos have no answers on them, but some of them, most of them have an answer on every single one. Like, I'll just go through one night and respond back on like my last three videos, like boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Sit there and take like 30 minutes and just get all the comments out of the way.
Yep.
Because like you have to dedicate time to it. It sounds so silly and like so 21st century or whatever, but first world problems.
But I agree with you. That's part of our job.
Exactly. It's like creating and really like nurturing those relationships. Because at the end of the day, like you guys help me. So, and you're giving me this platform and like you're helping me earn money.
Exactly. It's so, like, that's another reason why you and I are doing this. What would we talk about without our DMs? Literally, what would we talk about?
We'd be lost. We'd be nothing without you.
We would be twiddling our thumbs, staring at the wall.
We got the cutest freaking message. Okay, wait, say what you were going to say, but speaking of DMs.
No, but that's it. Like that's really it. It's just like, you know, you have to take that's the whole reason why you have the following that you do. And like, we have the platforms that we do. It's because of the fact that we interact with people. And like the same thing with going live. Like if you're going to go live, like obviously, a lot of things are going to come at you all at once. And like your phone may lag and you may miss a comment or two, but it's like, that doesn't make any sense to me when people go live and just don't interact unless they're like streaming a video game or something. But like, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Why you would go live and just sit there and not respond to anything? It's like, why go live?
Comments like turned off entirely.
Yeah, it's like it's like
and people are still gifting.
The only way that I'm kind of like understandable about that, it's like ASMR. I'll watch a couple ASMR lives, and then they'll be like, okay, I'm going to turn the comments off. Mm-hmm. So then she'll turn the comments off, and then it'll just be her doing her thing.
Love it.
Me too.
This girl, I don't know, I won't say her name, but I love her so much. She DM'd us and said, hey, I'm an almost 30-year-old work-from-home mom of two, and I love y'all's podcast. I always listen to it when I'm doing dishes or making dinner. I could listen to you guys talk all day and look forward to a new episode each week. Keep it up. Y'all are awesome.
Aww.
It is so crazy because I forget that people actually listen to this right? thing and look forward to it. And we appreciate you guys so much. Like, that is the biggest honor that you choose us to listen to while you're doing your dishes. Because, like,
right?
I am very specific about my time and, like, what I'm listening to. Like, yep. I'm going to be binging something. I'm going to be having some screen time. Like, I'm a total iPad kid. My phone is stuck to the wall wherever I am, and I'm, like, watching something.
Same.
Okay. Like,
literally every morning, my phone is, like, stuck to my mirror, and I'm, like, doing my makeup, my, like, Beauty Blender scroll.
Yes.
Beauty Blender scroll.
So the fact that you guys choose us to be part of your content consumption for the day is so amazing, and I'm so
it
grateful.
Is really great. I love it. I love it so much. It makes my heart very happy and full.
Also, shout out to this other girlie. I love the pod. Y'all crack me up. You guys have to do another story episode. They're just too good not to. We need to come up with another, like, question. Like, story times on blank. Mm. And we'll do another episode.
Love that.
Oh, follow our Instagram also, by the
Please,
way.
Please, follow our Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. We don't have a podcast TikTok, but
Oh, I told you what my little brother said, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's totally fine. Breaking news. Come on, Ian.
He is so lame for that. And it's crazy because now I'm about to sit here and out him. Okay, so my little brother is a little money fiend, okay? He wants money by any and all means except for working an actual job.
I was about to say, but he doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to work, but he wants to make money hurt. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So he is what we call a hustler, okay? Ooh. He is very persistent. He will never take no for an answer. It's crazy. But he does YouTube editing, like, he does forms of social media himself, and he was doing some editing for, like, a sports page or a sports podcast or something, where he'll take clips from their podcast, cut them down, put closed captions on them, whatever. I was like, Ian, actually, he was begging me to edit my YouTube videos. I was like, I really don't think you're going to find them interesting, and I don't trust you to think that what you think is funny, I think is funny. Like, everything is subjective. And, like, I need girl's eyes on this. Like, I need a girl's eyes on this to make it perfect.
Yep.
So I was like, what about you do our TikTok and Instagram, like, reels or, you know, like, clips of our podcast for us that I can post? He was like, okay, bet. I'm like, but Ian, you know, it's a girl podcast. Like, we're not talking about sports. We're not talking about, like, the latest biddies and the girls and, like, what I can't, right. like, We're not doing that. It's nothing that's going to interest him. Like, are you sure you're going to do this? Yeah, yeah, of course. I just want money. So, sure enough, I send him the latest podcast. And I get a text. Wait, I should just pull it up.
It is literally so funny. Tell him that if he doesn't do it, I'm going to tell on him to Lil Yachty.
He texts me and says, first off, he's already late because I had said the podcast is up, and then it was 4 days later he texted me and said, sorry, I'm late on the pod. I'm going to start it today. So your employer is already not happy. Let's start it off there. Second, I get a text. The pod is, like, so slow. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I love money, but I legit don't even know if I can edit this. This is why a man cannot do this job.
Absolutely not. It's like we really don't talk at a slow pace. That's the thing. It's like he is just not. I was telling Sophia when she told me this. I'm like, he's just not interested. So he thinks that it's like a snail's pace, and that it's like, that's how I feel about quite literally every single sports talk show. I'm like, it literally sounds like that they are talking in 0.5 speed, and I can't listen to it, and I scroll past it every single time. I cannot listen to it. But other people will eat it up.
He just doesn't find it interesting. You're right.
No, he doesn't.
And so Of course, he doesn't want to, but I love the part, like, I love money, but it's just too slow. And I didn't answer, because what do you think, I'm going to, like, beg you to, like, take my right. money?
Right, yeah, for sure, like, beg.
Okay, Ian, like, yeah. Okay.
It's okay, I think we'll be all right.
I know, I just, I've got it, I'm just going to let him figure it out, because I feel like at some point he's going to be desperate enough. But we really, I feel like, should find someone to do this for us, like, truly.
Right.
Find someone.
Depending on how much it is.
Yes, of course. We want it for the right price. But yeah. It would help so much to have someone else go through and, like, cut these bits. Because I can't even. I'm getting into, like, business talk right now. But I hate that we don't have, like, our TikTok up and popping. Right. And it's not more my fault than your fault, or your fault than my fault, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
We're both, like, totally sleeping on it. And but, I really thought Ian was going to, like, take the burden. I
really thought that he would come through. It's really not that bad. We're not talking about, like, you know, I mean, we are. Because, like, I was going to be like, we're not talking about, like, lip lassity. Like, we are. we are quite literally very stereotypical girlies, yes, over here. Like, we're for the girly pops. But it's like, it's like, he likes girls. Come on.
I know. Like, we...
Come on.
We can help you, like, mold your little brain to be perfect for another girl. Like, you would definitely learn a lot.
Like, he doesn't even have to pay attention that hard. Just find a little bit where you and I are laughing. Clock the time. You know what I mean? Like, clock it. Like, it just, you know, timestamp blank to blank. And then AI-generated captions. And then... Done and done, babe.
I know.
God, man. Come on, Ian.
He loves money, but...
But, the hard but. It's like, I am... Newsflash, buddy.
I love it. Like, it's crazy. Like, his view... Like, he is going to college and he's about to go live by himself. Brittany, he didn't know how to scramble eggs. Like,
I remember he had to,
like,
that.
YouTube... Like, it is gonna be so funny. I love it. Like, I love how clueless he is. Like... Men are just so amazing, and not even just men his age, every single man completely for sure. clueless.
Absolutely.
I don't know how they get around, truly.
Right.
There was something recently, oh gosh, what was it? Ian said something crazy. And anyways, they do a lot of times. Not making fun of him, but, like, I just love how men truly do the bare minimum. Like, they know the bare minimum about, like, most stuff.
Yes.
Wow. And somehow get by.
Somehow get by, dude. Speaking of clueless and just trying to get by, we have some drama to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
So we got a DM. I honestly did not know about it until I got a DM on our Instagram about it. I hadn't seen anything, right? So Sophia and I had our little impromptu chit chat before we started, just to kind of, like, get the vibe of what tonight's episode was going to be. And she was like, I gotta talk to you about something. And I was like, I already know. We both knew exactly what it was. So for those of you who don't know, by the way, this is all truth. This is all truthful. This is all factual. We've seen receipts. This is quite literally to the bone, no exaggeration, truth. There is this girl on here on TikTok. Her name's Hannah. She post videos on TikTok. Fine. She's been through the ringer, ups and downs, but she is married to an older man, grandfather age, like old man, right? There's drama between her and her husband and the next door neighbor, and her, like, the next door neighbor and her husband. So Hannah had an affair with the next door neighbor's husband,
Shane.
So the wife, the name's here. I don't even know Hannah's husband's name.
Mike.
So Hannah is married to Mike. Mm-hmm. Hannah's like, what, 25, 24, 25 now?
Yeah.
And Mike is like 50s, 60s. Like, he's old.
I think 60s, yeah.
That checks out, 60s. And then the neighbors are Miranda and Shane, right? Mm-hmm. So husband, Shane... Next door neighbor. Shane goes on a trip, right? Comes back and he is like to the wife, Miranda, honey, I want you to see all these, like, really cool photos from the trip, blah, 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 whatever. So then Miranda is looking through the photos and then a notification pops up from Hannah, the next door neighbor, right? And she's like, this looks suspicious. This is bringing up a red flag. Red flags are going off in my brain. What the heck is this? After doing a little bit of digging, she finds out that they are actively sleeping together and they are having an affair. So she is just distraught, right? She's distraught. She doesn't know what to do. Like, I watched her whole 21-minute video.
Beautiful voice, though. I love
absolutely
her cadence.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Southern voice.
So classy. Mm-hmm. 21-minute video of her doing the entire story time.
Pure
from
facts.
From beginning to end. Pure facts with receipts. Love to see it. With receipts, right? So the bone that I have to pick, the kind of icing on the cake, the one that solidifies this whole ordeal, is the fact that Hannah is posting online saying, I don't understand why people keep asking about this. I'm going to address this once and once only, blah, 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 blah. And then she does her story time. I watched both. The fact that she texted Miranda. Apologize. She texted Miranda apologizing for the affair. That's what did it for me, was the text. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
I
jaw dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Jaw on the floor. Jaw on the freaking floor. Like,
she then went onto her Snapchat and yep. was talking shit about something with their house and the price that they had listed it at and why the dog was in the backyard and that's Shane's dog. It's not even your dog. Just like getting in their business.
Yes.
What are you doing? Do you see where you are right now? Like you're so far in the doghouse, you can't even see straight. Why are you out here talking badly about it? Just, I was like, oh, Hannah, like what? Like just, this is the perfect time for a social media break.
Yes. Put the phone down. Put the phone down. Do me a favor and log out. Please Control-Alt-Delete every single app that you have on your phone and just take a freaking break. It is absolutely killing me that, because this Miranda girl, she has a decent following. She has a little bit over 200,000 followers. I did not scroll through her content besides the story time.
Mostly cooking stuff. She
exactly.
does a lot of quick recipes.
That's what I was like, just from like the what's it called?
Like the thumbnails kind of.
Thank you. The thumbnail. Just based off the thumbnail, she seems like she just cooks whatever, does like housewifey things. We love that for her. But it seems like, and she even said, she goes, I didn't want to bring this online and do a story time. I didn't want to do any of this. But she's like, now I feel like I have no choice. Because Hannah is posting her freaking house on a public platform. Like, yes, Snapchat is, it goes away after 24 hours, but it doesn't go away. It does not go away. Somebody is going to see it. And she has almost 1 million followers and she is online posting, acting like it's a private story. When you are posting somebody's house for a bunch of strangers.
And it's
people
crazy.
Are freaking crazy.
She is so very private about her house. And I respect that. She
right.
has 100% a right to be private about her house. Like, she blocks the view from her porch even when she posts Instagram stories. Like, so what, why would you then go ahead and turn around and stab her in the back and do exactly what you wouldn't don't want to do for yourself or what someone else would you would want them to do to you? Like,
but
and you're also then helping them find your location.
I was literally just about to say that. I was like, but then if you're basically doxing your next door neighbor, aren't you basically doxing yourself?
And she's like, okay, the house is on the market, it's this much money, like I could find the house if I wanted to.
Exactly. Zillow, hey.
Yep.
Reverse Google image search and type in Zillow for sale, because they're selling it for $1 million apparently.
Yeah.
Like, people just do not have any sense. And then she comes on TikTok and she's like, I'm just going to talk about this once and once only because y'all have heard one side of the story. I'm like, there is no, there, infidelity is infidelity. Like, there,
right.
regard, like, it takes two to tango. It takes two to tango, regardless of the situation. It takes both people having the affair.
Yes.
For it to be considered an affair, two parties have to happen, right? So it's like, it absolutely blows my freaking mind that she is online getting mad.
Yes.
That people are asking her about it when she is publicly posting about it on her social media. She may not be publicly posting it on her TikTok, but she's posting it on her Snapchat. And she is getting upset, and people are taking photos of it, taking screenshots and posting it all online and just getting mad at her. And rightfully so. I would be livid. And poor Miranda is online, made this whole story time talking about how, oh, I still love him. Like, I'll always love him. Blah, blah, blah. Like, she was, obviously they were married for a long time. Like, she thought that that was her endgame love of her life. And he's freaking shacking it up with the next door neighbor. And she posted another Snapchat picture of them, of both of them leaving the house and getting in the car. Yes, I saw that one. Apparently they were like going out or something, and she like took a picture, and she was just like, oh, you know, like, I thought that, you know, like, just talking about them being together. Like, girl, I feel absolutely, even if they're like, regardless if it was on a public platform, let's just say it wasn't on a public platform and there was infidelity and there was an affair. I have absolutely zero remorse for you if you actively have an affair with somebody. No remorse whatsoever. So it's like, but the fact that you are publicly posting about it on Snapchat and then you're getting mad that people are talking to you about it when you are the one that's posting it is insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
And she's being very childish about it. Her videos are snarky and there's a very condescending tone. Mm-hmm. And she's, I'm going to post about it if I want to. Oh, you don't want me to make a video? I will. Like, you are not in the position to be on the defense right now. Like, you need to be on the offense. You need to be taking the hits as they come and apologizing and turning the other cheek. Like, do not be getting mad at people right now. And I was on her Snapchat the other day. She said something like, yeah, and like, I guess she does all these question things, and someone had sent in a comment and was like, but Miranda won't stop talking about it either. Like, they were sticking up for Hannah, saying that, you know, well, Miranda won't quit talking about it. And Hannah's like, yeah, seriously, that's what I'm saying. Like, people don't see that. She won't stop talking about it and blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
girl, I wouldn't stop talking about it either. This
is the delusion. Like, who are these people feeding into the delusion on her Snapchat?
Literally. Like, literally. I wouldn't stop talking about it either. I feel
so terrible for her husband because he has gone through some very sad things recently in years, the past years with his life and his, like, family and his health and so many things. Like, I don't even know. I don't even want to, like, start judging their relationship. Because I'm like, what are they? Like, what's going to happen with them? I don't know. I wish them the best, but
apparently they're working on their marriage. And I'm like, if you really were working on your marriage, turn the phone off.
Shut up.
Turn your phone off. And focus on your husband and not posting subtweets via Snapchat.
I know. Engaging, like, it's just, it makes no sense. And
it doesn't make any sense
whatsoever. I highly recommend watching Miranda's video if y'all want info on it, because she does tell the story. Hannah posted a video as well and has some screenshots and, like, totally outed herself for texting the apology, like, just doing dumb stuff like that. Oh my gosh. Drama.
So much drama, dude.
She needs a social media break badder than anyone anyone on earth right now.
Literally could not agree more. Put the phone down. And if you and your husband are going to rekindle your marriage, put the phone down. And don't loop a bunch of strangers in.
Right.
Because eventually, it's almost like when you see the same comment about something over and over and over again, at first you may not agree with it, but then eventually, once you keep on seeing that comment, eventually you're going to be like, do I think that? Right. You're going to, like, think, oh, is that true? Like, are they right? Is that actually a thing?
Yeah.
And it's just so...
Especially with relationships. Like, there have been so many relationships that have ended because of social media. Like, for sure. Because of comments and because of Reddit pages and people, like, picking apart other people's lives. And are they posting? Are they not posting? Are they together? Are they not together? Like... Just keep some things private. Like, post all of your stuff, but, like, keep your relationship out of it. Like, just,
right.
She used to make the best, like, coffee videos. I loved watching her make her coffee in the morning. Like, it was so relaxing. And she had such good content. So, maybe she can come back stronger.
Jeez, dude.
After she says sorry and...
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to make it. She's like, she can make an apology video, but, like, I'm not going to make an apology video. But, like, blah, blah. I'm like, that's crazy.
Very weird stance to take weird on the whole vibes. Thing.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Weird vibes.
Also, something very freaking weird. I saw a video on my For You page.
Oh, no.
This woman got a seafood boil. And
I'm scared.
It came in a styrofoam box. And she opened up the box. And, you know, seafood boils are in a bag.
Yeah. I'm scared.
It was a Shein bag. It was a black zip lock at the top Shein bag with the big black Shein letters on it. Uh-huh. She said, "At this girl must have been someone, like, off, like, running, like, a home business. Like,
oh, come get
a plate.
Be.
Come get
yeah,
a plate type
come
of thing.
Get a plate.
And
right.
She was like, okay, let me drop $20 on this and literally open it up. This woman packaged it in a Shein bag. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I could not believe it. As a business owner, she said, this will do. And scooped everything into the Shein bag and zipped it up at the... There is literally the brand name on it. First off.
That's...
Second off.
Disgusting.
Exactly.
That's Gus, because you know, because, like, when I bought some stuff off of Shein, you know that stuff smells fishy.
It smells
you know,
like
that stuff
chemicals.
Fishy.
It smells
ew.
Like toxic. Yeah.
Ew, the amount of, like, dye and ew.
Seafood boil in a Shein
dude,
bag.
Dude, at least do a grocery bag at that point. Like, daggone. Come on.
Then that reminded me of another video I saw of
this
woman
no.
who bought a plate from another person for $20.
See?
And she opened up and she said, why does this look so familiar? It was Popeyes.
See?
It was Popeyes.
See?
The biscuit.
Oh, my God.
Crumb for crumb, Popeyes.
See?
This girl, she was, like, raising money for something. Like, she was saying, hey, I'm doing these plates. Like, I need to get the funds. Can y'all, you know, come stop by? Literally was flipping Popeyes.
Which is exactly why I will not be buying a plate from anyone. Like, that's crazy work. Like, I just can't imagine posting something on Instagram and being like, I cooked this. Does anybody want a plate? And then a random stranger being like, yeah, here's a plate. That
and
you never know.
And
people
thinking that they wouldn't realize it's Popeyes.
Exactly.
Like, what? She paid $20. You
That's
know
nuts.
That woman was flipping it and making hundreds.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I thought that was
She
funny.
Had to buy the Popeyes in the first place.
I'm going to have to... Wait, I think I saved the seafood boil video to the top of my...
yeah,
favorite.
You got it.
So you
got to
see this woman
it
open
me.
It up.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
It is one of a kind.
Oh,
I'll tell you
no.
that. Oh, yep, here it goes.
I swear to God, it's not funny, fam. Okay. I gotta support my people. This is what gets brought to my car. I'm not analyzing it. This is what gets brought to my car. It was in a grocery bag, but I'm just now looking at it as I'm home.
Oh, her baby.
Oh,
so cute.
Bro, look at this.
It's the person
it's
in the back
funny.
For me.
Shein.
It's in a Shein bag. One. That's just one. It's in a Shein bag. Two.
That's two.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
The sauce spilled out.
Oh, okay. Now she's just other issues. But yeah. The big black Shein letters.
What are
the on
comments
the
saying? Please, what are the comments
the
saying?
The comments said, I think the container is reused too. Apparently the container has a different QR code on it, something. Someone said, not me on the Shein app looking for the seafood boil.
Oh my gosh.
The search being Shein seafood boil review is sending me.
Oh no. Yeah. Absolutely yep. not.
And everyone's talking about the laugh in the background. They're like, that person has never laughed so hard in their life.
I love that.
But yeah, I just...
That's sick.
To end on a light note. Also, I want to talk about the Stan Lee and Love Shack collab.
Speaking of not spending money, I am 100% buying that.
Do you know which one you're buying?
I do, yeah.
Wait, I'm going to actually,
Instagram. It's between the two pinks.
Oh, okay. Do you know how much they're going to be?
They're $60.
Okay, is that
which
normal?
Which isn't bad, because like a normal Stanley, oh, they're so cute.
They're
the
so pretty. The normal Stanleys,
they're gorgeous. The normal Stanleys are $45, and with Love Shack fancy prices, for $15 extra,
I guess.
Like, come on.
I guess. It's so you want one of the pinks. Pink ones? It's between the two pinks. I think the flower one.
Well, they're both flowered.
Well, like, okay.
The one with the big flowers?
Yes.
Yeah. That one's so pretty.
I love
so
that
pretty.
One for you. I would like the blue one. I love the little straw caps as well.
Yeah, me
each
too.
Each Stanley has their own little bow plastic straw cap.
I definitely set a reminder on my phone and I signed up for the email and I signed up for the text reminders.
Oh my Lord.
Cuz I forget I forget things. Yeah. So like, I'm going to be standing by my phone. I will 100% buy one. I will.
Did you see Kylie and Crumbles collab?
No.
Okay, Kylie Jenner is doing this collab with Crumble that I don't super understand.
Okay.
I believe it's a bunch of different sugar cookies. I'm showing the picture. Oh, wait. We'll zoom in on the flavors. But they're like super neutral sugar cookie looking things. Yes.
How
so
boring.
They almost look like eyeshadows or something like that. So each cookie is like a beige color, brown color.
That's
and then
so
one is like
boring.
White frosting, beige frosting, brown, pink, lavender. Okay, let's see what the flavors are. Confetti
see, so
cake
it's all
batter.
Gonna taste the same?
Confetti cake batter, pink sugar, banana caramel. Churro con leche, snickerdoodle cupcake, and milk chocolate brownie.
You should have it's boring.
But do you know what's so weird? It's only being sold at the West Hollywood store. So it's not even like All Crumbles in LA or like something.
That's so stupid.
It's literally one store.
I hate that because there's sometimes where like, you know, I've seen a couple like Taco Bell things.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, Taco Bell has, like, I think at one point they had, like, an ice cream, like, a Baja Blast ice cream, mm-hmm. and it was only in L.A.
Yeah. Like, and with Kylie Jenner's following, are you serious? You're only doing it at one store? Like,
right.
Why would y'all not do 5 or 6 in the L.A. area? I mean, I don't know.
Or,
am I crazy?
Or all 50 states, but, like, pick one city in all 50 states.
Yeah. Dude.
Like, come on.
That reminds
That's
me,
so stupid.
There was, I took screenshots of a bunch of, like, food things that were coming out. Okay. So, on July 18th, it's past that.
It is.
Taco Bell launched jalapeno ranch nacho fries. Did you see those?
Ooh, no.
Apparently. I saw this on my Instagram.
Well, now I'm hungry.
I know, me too. Okay, so there was that. And then there was Bath and Body Works. They launched a Stranger Things collab with their candles.
Ooh, cute.
So cute. So they have like Eleven's waffles, Steve's scoops, someone's pineapple pizza. I thought that was cute.
Oh, I love that.
With the different packaging.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then I also screenshotted a free food in July thing. So at McDonald's, you can get any size fry for free. Mm. Dippin' Dots, you can get a free ice cream. Raising Cane's, you can get a free chicken finger. Can I have more than one?
A singular finger?
Yeah, singular finger. 7-Eleven, you can get a free Slurpee.
Slay.
Yeah, stuff like that. I love, that's a lot of my Instagram Explore page is
freebies.
Like limited edition foods.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, freebies, but also like limited, like what's launching? What's coming
gotcha.
Out?
Gotcha.
What
okay.
are the new flavors?
my the ice cream, Gelati Celesti, the ice cream shop that's around here, they're doing a Christmas in July thing right now. So, like, all of their, like, fall and Christmas flavors, like the peppermint, I thought about you, like the peppermint bark, there's pumpkin ginger snap, which is my favorite. Mm. So, I just thinking about it is making my mouth water. Like pumpkin ginger snap, they have like an oatmeal like crumb cookie ice cream, and then there's another one I can't remember what it is, but like the pumpkin ginger snap every year that it comes out is my jam.
I've never had that thing. But that sounds so freaking good. Does it have like cookie pieces in it?
It has ginger snap cookie pieces, dude. It is my favorite. So freaking good. I'm telling you, just thinking about it. And of course, it's 3 minutes to close, so I can't go. But it's fine. Everything's fine.
I love that Christmas in July thing.
Me too. I love that it so much.
That is adorable.
I eat it up. I eat it up. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No. You.
Because I just feel like it's that time of the time in the summer where everybody just reminisces and wants it to be colder.
Yes.
And is super excited for Christmas. Like me, I'm excited for Christmas.
I know. So. I think it is that time. I don't necessarily want it to be colder, but I think I'm getting like nostalgic about like, fall is going to be so cozy. Winter's going to be so cozy.
I just want my UGG boots and I want to be basic so bad.
Oh my gosh. I know. I love winter clothes are definitely like my favorite clothes. I love to wear. It's just, it's easier as just a girl. Like
leggings and a big sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. That's my jam. That's what Please. I want. I love that so much.
Wow.
Now I'm just feeling reminiscent and nostalgic.
I know. I'm thinking downstairs I have like a little wax warmer melt and I get the cashmere. It's like cashmere amber or something wax melts from Walmart and they smell like
I know
like
exactly
fall.
What you're talking about.
They're so good.
I was at Publix the other day and I saw pumpkin coffee creamer.
Mm-hmm. Chobani's had that out since like July 1st.
Oh, for sure. And next time I see it, I'm going to buy it. Because I was I need that in my life. I really do.
No, because I need that in my life.
Because I need that like right now. But
I need that serotonin.
Yes. Like I just need, I need to feel something. And what's that going to be? The pumpkin creamer going out my throat. Yeah. That's what I'm going to be feeling.
Oh my gosh. And a hot cup of coffee and like maybe some extra cream frothed on top. Like hot. Oh my lord.
I had a s'mores cold brew from Dunkin' this morning.
Ooh, is that a new flavor?
I have no idea. But I went through the drive-thru because I wanted a coffee. But the Dunkin', the drive-thru that I was going through is notorious for screwing up my order every single time. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Maybe let's just not order the same thing. Because every time I go, I'm like, I'm not giving them another shot. Nope. Turns out terrible every time. But it's like... It's cold brew, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it comes, I can't remember what syrup comes in it. I want to say it's like graham cracker syrup with marshmallow cold foam.
And then it
comes with graham cracker pieces on top. It is so good. I will say that it was a little bit too sweet for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I think if I get it again, it probably had like 1,000 grams of sugar. But if I were to ever get it again, I would get like one less pump of the syrup that they put in it.
Yeah.
It's just too sweet for me.
Oh, but I love
it.
Like,
was so
that marshmallow cream.
You would love it. You would love it. Because the pieces on top, even though they're like in the coffee, they're still crunchy.
Yum.
You would like
that. That makes me want to like deck out my coffee station for like this coming fall. Ooh. And actually get like fun syrups.
Right.
What is that? Milani? It's not Milani. It's that company that does the syrups.
This I know what
one
you're
that
talking
starts
about.
With the M.
Yep, I know exactly what you're
they
talking about.
They have like mini bottles, and last year I almost bought them. It's like a sampler, and it's like four fall flavors. It's like a pumpkin one, and then maybe like a almond, like pistachio nutty one, like maybe like a hazelnut, and then a gingerbread or something.
Lovely.
And I almost bought it, and I'm gonna buy it this year because
you
then
absolutely,
and
should.
I'll send you the link.
Please do. Because you best believe I'm going to be getting that too.
And we can level. Because I don't have room for those big A glass bottles with a. Like the
literally.
Pumps. No, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Literally.
But I could do a little bottle.
Yeah.
A sampler.
Like a little tiny. I've been on my instant coffee game lately.
Okay.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you like a strong coffee taste.
Yeah.
Dude, two like, just, I just say, I don't measure, do, like, a teaspoon. I just do, like, the act, like, just, like, a normal spoon.
Yeah.
And I do 2 heaping spoons of that with a little, you don't even need hot water. I just do cold water. Uh-huh. You do a little bit of cold water. You get the spoon and mix it around. Add ice, milk, and some creamer. Holy, it's been my hyperfixation for the past month.
Ooh.
It's, and all I can think about is making a pumpkin, like a pumpkin cold foam or something.
Oh, yum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love that strong coffee taste. Well, I've been seeing a bunch of people raving over the Trader Joe's instant, like, coffee.
Okay.
Or their instant cold brew or something yeah. like that.
Good to know. Because I just got the one from Aldi, and it's pretty good.
Wait, send me which one it is, because, like, I shop at Aldi. I would rather buy it from there than Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I think it's, like, $3, so I'll send you. And it comes in a glass jar, so I'll send you a picture of it. Yup.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Well, I'm about to go downstairs and make a 3-minute chocolate mug cake.
I was literally, I have chocolate chip cookie dough in my fridge. I was literally going to go downstairs and make some cookies, but it is 10 o'clock, and I do have a meeting at 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. So I'm thinking about just getting, like, a piece of chocolate and then calling it a day.
Just something sweet.
Just a little something sweet.
Gotta do it to wrap it up.
Yup.
Guys, another episode in the books. I love it even more every time. Like, Me too. I feel like every time we talk to you, it's even more fun.
We just feel like every episode we're getting better in some sort of way.
I know. Like, we just run our mouths better.
Right. Like, every time we end the episode, we're like, oh, it was so good. Look at us.
Also, we always say follow our Instagram. I love that more people are DMing us now just to chit chat. Because we do be reading.
We do be reading all of them.
Yes.
Unless Sophia texts me and goes, don't read the DMs. And I'm like, ooh, that means something well, juicy. Yeah, that
was because Gypsy was pregnant. Reminds me, new episode, Gypsy tonight. Wait. No,
it's
not
Tuesday.
What's today?
It's Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. It came out last night. My computer says Saturday. What's going on? I was really in, like, a where am I
like
moment.
A time, like a Twilight Zone kind of vibe. Yeah. Okay. I stopped watching it, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, really?
I have. I lost interest.
New episode. I'm okay. Like, let's get Ken on the screen, okay? I'm ready to ask Ken some questions. I think
literally. Let's get Ken on the pod. We need to ask him some questions.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Okay, I gotta go. I love you guys so much.
All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.